Blog Talk Radio. Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo, and we are on part two of It's Rap Wednesday, continuing talking about women's health and how it should be helped. And earlier today, we talked about Kamala Harris passing legislation for uterine fibroids, which is something that is horribly attacking women. Women's health in our community, especially the African-American community. Also, this evening, we're going to talk about Dr. Bruce Lee, the creator of the Acessa treatment for uterine fibroids. I am also a new patient of his, and it is something that I've had to deal with. And when I say it can detour your way of life from your activity, being able to walk up a hill, being able to have a regular period, the whole thing, it is the truth. And so I'm so happy that Dr. Bruce Lee came out with this and created this to where you can still have your uterus intact and as well as have children, because they used to have, well, and they still do in some cases, a hysterectomy when it came to giving any type of treatments. There are other treatments too, but they went in through the vagina and they went in to take out these uterine fibroids. Now, I'm just going to ask you what's going on with Acessa, maybe why you haven't heard of it, and why is access to Acessa currently limited? So, A, Acessa was cleared as safe and effective in the United States in 2012 by the FDA. It was cleared in the European Union and in Canada years before that. Now, this has been happening years before, but not in America. So we just got this. And it was cleared in Mexico before that. But in the United States, after any new procedure is cleared by the FDA, there has to be an insurance coverage in order for people to access it. FDA cleared is just getting started, basically. It doesn't mean insurance companies are willing to cover the cost of it, so to speak, and I know that personally. So about half of all patients who have uterine fibroids never develop symptoms. If fibroids remain small and symptoms do not appear, treatment isn't necessary, and in those cases, the fibroids can be monitored. However, if there are so many women like myself right now who need help but are not getting it, and there are people, and I learned about this through a former childhood friend of mine from where I grew up on my former hometown, Memphis, Tennessee, and they went through hell and back just to try to get themselves even seen and acknowledged in what was going on. And with hers, excessive bleeding. Mine, excessive bleeding. So, and it was so funny, I talked about it earlier on about being on set, and both of us, and me and another young lady that was working for the crew of Ryan Murphy, doing the show on Netflix called Hollywood, we were both talking about that, and I was telling her about the treatment and trying to spread the word to as many people as possible about that. So you're going to watch me take the journey of undergoing Dr. Bruce Lee's uterine fibroid treatment, Acessa treatment, and I am so proud to be able to do so because it is vital to what we are doing in our industry, because we need a whole lot more care. I mean, we have to have safe work practices. We have to have health insurance. We have to be given the opportunity while we're there to access things that we need for women's health, because we are needed. We are not just an accessory. We are definitely needed. And so that's why I put production, healthcare. This is a thing. So you're going to see that on the CMS network. And I'm so happy to be able to introduce to any of you, all of you, Dr. Bruce Lee. And he is absolutely amazing. You're going to see our photos. You're going to be able to document my journey and document the surgery and everything in between that goes along with it, because women's health is vital right now. It is vital to your way of being. It is vital to your way of life. And men, most of the time, unfortunately, unless they're like a Dr. Bruce Lee or somebody who's actually been through before, and you may not get that much help there. They usually mansplain it away, and they don't go to the doctor themselves. So women, seek the help you need so you can move on with your life and have a vital, healthy life in order to do what you need to do in this wonderful entertainment industry. So thank you for that. Dr. Bruce Lee, I am so grateful I met you. I'm so grateful to know you. I'm glad I already be out here in California and not have to travel to you where there is immediate access if anything is wrong. And, I mean, literally, you can just walk into his office and he can tell what's wrong with you if you're dealing with one of the symptoms of uterine fibroids, which is excessive bleeding, and that can cause severe anemia, which is something I am dealing with currently. And so I am just so happy to be able to share this journey with you all. as I produce this wonderful network, as I produce this wonderful show with your grace and blessing. So if you have any questions, please, please, please feel free to call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And share your story. And we want to get you in contact with the right people concerning the CESA treatment for uterine fibroids, which is so common and so vital for us to have this information as women. It's finally something that is there for us to take care of us, okay? And just a little bit more, the excessive fibroid procedure utilizes a technology called radiofrequency ablation and treats each fibroid by applying energy through a small needle array. The surrounding normal tissue is not damaged or otherwise affected, and over time, the treated fibroid tissue shrinks and may become completely reabsorbed by the body. A CESA is performed under general anesthesia, and only two very small, approximately a quarter inch abdominal incisions are needed during the procedure. There is no cutting, no suturing, no removal of the uterus itself. And so I'm telling you, ladies, this is something you need to be aware of, because if we're going to be in this industry, we need to have our health together. So again, thank you to Dr. Bruce Lee and one of his nurses that is just so on point and so getting it together in his office, Miss Monica. I'm giving you a shout out, Miss Monica. Oh, and Miss Monica loves our lipstick too. Hello. So thank you so much for being who you are and training more doctors to bless us with this wonderful new treatment. So we need these insurance companies to get this together. So I'm going to be contacting IATSE, which is the union here, to talk about covering other forms of women's health care. And thank goodness for Kamala Harris that is even putting forth the effort for research and funding and money to bring Dr. Bruce Lee's treatment and issues to light, because we absolutely, and his treatment, we absolutely need it. So thank you so much for that. So again, until next time, people, I want you to always be great, always keep it moving, and always keep pushing, because you never know where your blessing is going to come from. And also this evening, I want to give a shout out to my pastor, Bishop Charles E. Blake at West Angeles Church of God in Christ. If it wasn't for those people, boy, I'd be a hot mess right now, because there's nothing like having a wonderful church family while you're going through anything financially, spiritually, physically, with health or anything like that. It's nothing like having a prayer family, your prayer circle praying for you, somebody you can call and talk to, somebody that can be there for you in that time of need. So I'm very thankful for that. So until next time, people, like I said before, be great.